Welcome to They Mostly Podcast at Night, episode 241, Silent Night.
This podcast knows who's naughty. We really do.
Yeah.
Maverick, you. On the naughty. You're on the naughty list. I'm on the list. Maverick's on the naughty list. Just Joe's on the naughty list. Morpheus is on the naughty list.
Everybody who's been on this podcast is on the naughty list.
Pretty much. You're all getting coal this year, suckas. Actually, probably anyone that likes this podcast is on the naughty list. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Because you have to have kind of like a dark, irreverent sense of humor like we do to enjoy us, I think.
I think you do. That's why we don't have many fans.
Stop. It's quality, not quantity, chaos.
Oh, God.
And the kind of fans we have are awesome.
Yes, they are. They are quality fans, that's for sure.
We hope you guys are doing well out there. And Merry Christmas, if you celebrate.
If you celebrate, Merry Christmas, yeah.
If you don't, Happy Hanukkah. Happy Boxing Day.
It is literally Boxing Day when this episode comes out.
Yeah. Happy Festivus. I saw Festivus was on the calendar this year. I thought that was a holiday that Seinfeld made up.
It is.
It's on the calendars, like the regular calendars this year.
Wow.
Festivus for the rest of us.
Nice.
All right. So hopefully you guys had a nice time.
So will you be participating in Feats of Strength or?
Yes, I will actually be merging two shows and I have Flonkerton.
Oh, okay. That's not a Christmas celebration.
It doesn't matter.
Flonkerton is a sport for one thing.
Feats of Strength. So, I mean, that's a feat of strength.
Flonkerton is not a feat of strength.
What's a feat of strength?
A feat of strength would be like wrestling a bear. What do you think a feat of strength is?
Sticking my feet on big boxes of copy paper and moving across the room. That's
no.
A feat of strength. Hey, if they're full boxes, that's really hard. You know, just saying. Those are heavy. But yes, I will be wrestling a bear this year to appease you and the Festivus people.
Oh, okay.
But it's a teddy bear.
Oh, a teddy bear.
You didn't specify.
Yeah, I'm going to say a teddy bear doesn't count because you don't have to have any strength to wrestle a teddy bear.
You do if you use just your pinky. And you didn't specify what kind
of
bear.
I'm pretty sure you could still wrestle a teddy bear with just your pinky.
Fine.
That doesn't take strength.
You find me a polar bear in Ohio, I will wrestle it. And it can't be from the zoo.
I didn't specify polar bear either.
But now I am.
There are black bears around here.
No.
Wrestle one of them.
It has to be a polar bear.
No, it does not have to be a polar bear at all. Hope you get eaten by a polar
panda bear. I want a panda bear.
We'll go to the zoo then.
No, I said it can't be from the zoo. If you find me a panda bear in the wild.
I'm not gonna find you a panda bear. What do I look like?
A bear wrangler?
Well,
you walked right into that one.
I can't laugh.
Don't make me poison you again, because I will.
I can't laugh because I cough.
Are you still sick?
No, but I've had this cough ever since I was.
Sure it's not just leftover poisoning?
Maybe.
Could be.
Could be.
Do you have that thing where you cough and you wee a little bit?
Not talking about that on air.
That's how you know when you're truly old. You cough a little bit and you wee a little bit. Whoops.
But if there's anything you'd like to, admit to the audience.
I will say it when I am sick and I cough a little bit. I will wee a little bit.
That's on you. Yeah.
I am only human. Well, half robot, half human. But whatever. It's close enough. Right?
Oh, half robot now. So does that mean that you're still a serial killer if you're half robot?
Just the human half is.
Oh, just.
The robot half tries to get me to stop.
The robot.
Every victim is an eternal fight with myself, I tell you.
Oh. Okay.
Kidding. How was your week?
Fine and dandy. How was yours?
It's good. I'm glad it's over, though.
Yeah. It's Friday. Woo!
I know. I took Friday off again so we can blow the shit out of this podcast. That doesn't sound like anything
that does not make
we
sense.
Want to do.
No.
So we could rock out this podcast?
All right.
Can we rock it out? That works, right?
Yeah, we can do that.
So.
Absolutely we can. I need to talk louder. I'm talking too quiet.
For shame.
Well, you just did there.
Well, when I... For shame?
Yes.
I can burp louder than that, but I'm not going to. I'll be... All right, should we get into this movie this week? Or do you, oh no, why don't you tell them about who we are and what we do before I even get past that?
Yeah, we are the Mostly Podcast Tonight.
Mostly.
Okay. We are two best friends of 25 years who bicker and banter our way through a different horror movie each week. We take turns picking the flicks so you don't have to. And most of the time we pick them because we want to share them with you, our lovely audience. Although sometimes they are prevenge or revenge picks. Because we have hashtag friendship goals. Our hashtag friendship lives in the hashtag Marianas Trench of Hate, where we MMA style duke it out when we don't see eye to eye on movies, because we have our very own octagon down there, among other things. Mm-hmm. And spoilers ahead and expletives ahead.
And this week it was a Carnage pick, and it wasn't a pre-revenge pick. It wasn't meant to be. It was meant because Christmas happened. So I kind of want a holiday theme with my horror, mm-hmm. and I kind of got lazy, and mm-hmm. I put in Silent Night on Shudder, and this is the only one that was there. They didn't have I wanted the original.
The original was totally on Shudder, dude.
No, I didn't find it. I found the original 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. I could not find the original one.
I saw it.
Well, God damn it. Why didn't you tell me that? Well, you didn't know my intentions. That's probably why. But I chose instead Silent Night, the one that was done in 2012. It was an R rating. It was an hour and 34 minutes long. And I got a 5.2 on the IMDb scale. What about the tomato meter?
So glad that you asked, because the tomato meter is a 64%, but only 11 reviews.
Okay, I was going to say, that's really high.
There's no critics' consensus. Audience score is much lower at a 33%.
That's more like it. Do you want to do some casting? It's a tiny cast.
Sure, let's talk about the cast. Malcolm McDowell was Sheriff Cooper.
Wait, can we tell them what I did first? So, I had to tell a little anecdote first. I type up the cast because I work on casting before we do the episode ever. And I send them to Chaos so Chaos can just read it and it's right there. Yeah, I sent both this movie and the next movie under the name Silent Night.
Yeah.
Because I'm an asshole. I couldn't remember what movie we just watched. So, yeah. All right. That's my anecdote. Go ahead. Sorry.
So Malcolm McDowell was Sheriff Cooper.
He's in A Clockwork Orange, the Rob Zombie Halloweens, and Castlevania, to name a few things.
Jamie King was Deputy. Let me try that again. Jamie King was Deputy Brad'Amour.
She was really big in the late 90s, but most recently been in My Bloody Valentine 3D, Sin City, and Escape Plan.
Donald Logue. Is that right?
Logue? I don't know.
Logue?
Yeah.
Donald Logue.
It's not Donald. I'm sorry. It's Donal. It's D-O-N-A-L. My autocorrect added another D on it.
Yes, it did.
Sorry about that.
Donald Logue was Santa Jim.
I love this guy. He was in The Patriot, Grounded for Life, and he's right now in the new Equalizer.
Yes, I loved him in Grounded for Life especially.
I did too, yeah.
Rick Skeen as Ronald Jones.
He was actually Ronald Jones Sr. and Jr., which is just, this movie fucking sucked. He was also in How It Ends, Eye of the Beast, and Maneater.
Ellen Wong was Brenda.
She was in Glow, Scott Pilgrim versus the World, and The Void.
I liked her.
I did too. She was like the one bright spot in this movie.
Yeah, she really was. Andrew Secon as Deputy Giles.
He was in Trench 11, The Exorcism of Mally Hartley, and that's it. And then I've got one honorable mention. Brendan Fair was Deputy Jordan, and he was in the original Final Destination.
Ooh.
Do you want a little summary?
Like, oh sure, God. I would love one of Carnage's famous 5-second summaries.
You rolled your eyes so hard when you said that. Anyway, Santa decides who's naughty and punishes them, and things go awry.
I was rolling my eyes at Brendan Fair, actually.
Oh, I thought it maybe Final Destination.
Yeah.
Oh, both. Okay.
Yeah.
He was big in the 90s, too. I don't know what happened to him. This movie, apparently. I don't know.
He didn't have any real talent, so no, probably they got wise to that.
Like a lot of people in the 90s.
Yeah.
And us.
Yeah.
I apologize officially for this movie pick, so don't revenge me. I really did go through Shudder, and I really couldn't find the original Silent Night, and that's what I wanted. I don't know how I missed it. I really don't. So I settled for this one, which you told me was a remake.
It's a remake of the original, but it's the sixth movie in the series.
Okay, that makes sense. Because let's all do what Halloween does, right?
Right.
Okay. I mean, you were Sam Loomis and Halloween, but Malcolm McDowell is a good actor, just not in this movie.
Sometimes he's a good actor.
Sometimes when he is doing it for the love of the craft, He's a good actor. When he needs a boat payment, as Chaos put it earlier, not so much.
Yeah.
He tends to chew the scenery a little bit.
Just a little. He was just a bit hammy. Like, as in, I don't know, absolutely every line he delivered was ham-fisted and ridiculous.
Did he maybe think this was a comedy?
Maybe he thought it was a comedy. Or maybe he was trying to make it a comedy.
I mean, I was trying to at points, too, where I just laughed. So, I mean, I don't think I was supposed to laugh. It's kind of like in the Titanic when Jack's dying in the Titanic. Oh, spoiler alert for Titanic, if you've ever seen it. When Jack's dying, I'm just laughing my ass off. I mean, that's probably not appropriate, right?
I don't know about appropriate. I think you can do whatever you want, but...
I thought it was funny as fuck when he died, so... Anyway, so, okay. Don't see this movie. We will summarize it enough for you. If you haven't seen it, don't see it. It's bad. It is so bad.
It is really bad.
I do like the idea of an unknown killer. You have no idea who the killer is to the very end. But it's not integral to the plot. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense. I mean, they kind of like have to unwind it like in the last 5 minutes mm-hmm. to kind of make it make sense. Like kind of shoehorn it in. Mm-hmm. And it's tied to an urban legend in the town. But you have this town... It's kind of rinky-dink, like the town Chaos when I grew up in. They got five cops, maybe, and a dispatcher, Brenda, who we did love Brenda. I thought she was a great actress.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Am I calling her by the right name?
Brenda, yeah.
Yeah, Ellen's her real name. Okay. Yeah, I liked her. She was kind of just sassy and smart-ass, which I enjoy. Mm-hmm. But you have... the first scene is... horrible. It's this woman tied up on a bed, and you've got this Santa Claus who's shaving himself and then pointing Santa Claus mat. Like, it's this whole thing.
It's gross. He's in this gross old abandoned house, and like the water is brown. Ugh. And it's really disgusting, and he's like shaving, making himself all neat and tidy in this completely disgusted, ranting house.
Let's be honest, he's giving himself tetanus.
He is. He's gonna need a shot. He's gonna need several shots. Well, after
he gets
this
later, so don't worry.
Well, yeah, he does.
But he's captured both one of the deputies, Jordan, mm-hmm. and Jordan's married mistress. Wait, Jordan's a mistress. Jordan's married lover.
Yes.
He's tied up the married lover on the bed, which we later find out he dismembers her completely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And downstairs in the basement, he's got Jordan tied up to Christmas tree lights, all festive-like.
Yes, kind of.
He thinks Santa Claus is who's brandishing an axe is going to kill him. But Santa walks away and he's like, oh, God, you know. And then Santa electrocutes him with the lights on him.
Yeah.
Festive. It is pretty festive.
That was my favorite death.
Was that?
Yeah.
Which one was mine?
I don't know.
Oh, now you're going to make me think about this. Okay, I'll have to think about that. It was a pretty good death.
Yeah.
Well,
it was one of the only ones that I liked.
Aubrey, that's her first name. I'm going to call her by Aubrey.
Yeah.
She's all pissed off because she wasn't supposed to be at work, but Jordan showed up. So the sheriff's like, well, you're just coming in. And she's like, I got the day off. I can't handle this. We get the little bit of backstory that her husband died. We don't know how. We don't know what happened.
No idea what happened to him, but he died on Christmas Eve.
Whatever. So she took the day off.
Or he died sometime and this was going to be her first Christmas without him. So.
I think it was more that. I don't think he died on Christmas Eve last year, but she's living with her parents now and she didn't really want to work. And Malcolm McDowell's like, tough shit, see you in the office.
Yeah.
Hard ass scenery chewer. So she gets up because she's like, Jordan was supposed to take her place. Obviously, Jordan's still busy. So they're like, oh, well, he found someone to be with. Like, that's an excuse.
Yeah, the office gossip is he ran off with a girl to elope with. Yeah.
Dick move, Jordan. Well, you're dead anyway, so that's fine. So Aubrey goes out to find where the fuck Jordan is. I mean, they get this report for... he was last seen in this vacant house, or he was... some smell, I think it was, coming from a vacant... There was some report about this vacant house.
There was a report coming that there was a terrible smell coming from this vacant house.
Which, I don't know smell. I am asthmatic, so I don't know about smells, but would a dead body smell that fast outside the house?
That quickly? I don't know.
Because she goes in and she's, like, vomiting and gagging and, like, would it be that rancid already? I mean, it was the night before, the morning of.
Well, considering how he died, yes, I think so.
Oh, okay.
Because that's going to smell real bad.
Even Alana, too, his married lover?
Her, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. It's cold out. I don't know that she would necessarily smell yet. But he definitely would.
Okay. Because that's kind of surprising. I'm like, really? We're getting smell reports? I would figure it would be like 3 days later we get smell reports. So, but yeah, she goes to check it out. I think she finds Jordan first. Dead, obviously. Mm-hmm. Radios it in. Everyone's like, wait for the sheriff. Like, the sheriff's useless as fuck. Can we just point that out?
Oh, my God. So useless. Yes.
So she goes upstairs without waiting for the sheriff and finds Alana completely dismembered.
Yep.
Like, because apparently that was fun to just dismember her. Don't know what the fuck these two did to her, you know. Oh, that's right. He's against sinners.
Yeah. He's killing people he deems naughty.
Except for the ones he targeted. He did target three certain people with coal, where he sends them presents of coal.
Right.
But the other ones are just sinners.
No, they're... Everybody gets a present.
Everyone does
from
too?
Him. Yeah, everybody gets coal from him.
Oh, okay.
Everybody he intends to kill gets a little wrapped package that morning, and inside is coal.
Okay, yeah, I didn't know, because I didn't know if the next one was the teenage girl that's just a bitch to her mother. Like, she wants to go to the mall and pick up her LV, which I'm assuming is a Louis Vuitton, but I'm not 100% on that one. I thought maybe it was like some kind of like gaming system, but Chaos is not recognizing that. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking it's a Louis Vuitton for an LV. I want to go pick up the new LV. She was such a valley girl in this little town, and obviously a spoiled little brat. Mm-hmm. And she answers the door and he cattle prods her to death, which was, I kind of like that scene. She deserved it. She was a bitch. She
definitely deserved it.
And she was foaming at the mouth at her death. Because I think that might be one of my favorite deaths.
Okay.
Because that was a pretty good death where he just cattle prods her to death. Didn't even know you could do that to
someone.
Well,
he didn't cattle prod her to death. He cattle prodded her and then he took a fire poker. And he speared her with the fire poker. And that's what killed her.
No, you had me at cattle prod, lost me at the fire poker. I mean, fire poker is so old and that we've seen that. I'm over it. Right?
Sure.
Somehow they've gotten word that it's someone in a Santa suit. Someone in a Santa suit doing this, which they're at a Christmas parade and they're really into Christmas. It's like fucking Christmas, Michigan there.
Yeah, it's Christmas Eve and they're having a Santa parade that night, and there's just Santas all over the city. There's even a guy who's got like a little Santa's village set up on the square, and they get a complaint about him. They get complaint calls.
Oh yeah, because he got a stiffy.
No, that wasn't why.
I thought that was.
No!
I watched this a couple of days ago and someone mentioned Gain is stiffy. I was like, ew.
They mentioned it, but that's not why. Oh, okay. I thought it's because he's
with the kids
no,
or something.
No, it's because he's telling the kids that their parents are stealing their Christmas presents and shit.
And then
the other deputy, Giles, goes, oh, he probably had a stiffy. And she's like, what is wrong with you?
Just like how you're looking at me right now.
Yeah.
That's what I heard was that. And I was like, ew, is he being gross with the kids?
But no.
Yeah, she goes to check it out and they're not fans of each other. But she suspects him first.
Right.
And then whoever she suspects, the sheriff is just like, well, it's them. It's them. We're going to arrest them. And she even suspects another guy dressed in Santa who was... He was ex-husband of somebody. Hold on. Let me think for a second. Let me think. Oh, no. I lied completely. No. He was a drug dealer. Carson.
Yes.
That's what I was thinking of. So how we find Carson is, though, the next place Santa goes after killing the little spoiled teenager is to a hotel/apartment. It's like a seedy place.
It was a seedy hotel.
Seedy hotel. Where they're filming porn with the mayor's daughter.
It's not really porn. I mean, it's pictures.
Is that all it was? Okay.
Like, she's,
says
yeah.
Porn in my thing here. That's why I'm
They say
porn,
but it's a girl in her underwear. It's not really like, it's like, I mean, I guess that is porn, but it's not like they're filming like a movie.
No.
It's just a girl in her underwear.
The woman's filming the guy taking pictures for probably the process of it. But as the mayor's daughter leaves,
yeah.
She leaves the site. She runs into Santa Claus, calls him a creep. Luckily, yeah. He lets her live for then.
For then.
And he goes up and he kills the woman videotaping. Mm-hmm. Luckily, she left the video recorder on. Mm-hmm. He tries to kill the photographer, and then he goes after the model. Mm-hmm. He almost gets the model strangled to death by the shower curtain, mm-hmm. or suffocating her, when apparently the photographer has another burst of life and shoots at him.
Yeah.
It allows Tiffany, is the model, to go out the window, fall into a trash heap, and then start running.
Mm-hmm. And instead, she goes to a couple of different apartments in the apartment building. Or in the motel, I mean. She goes to a couple different rooms, like trying to get people to help her. It's like, why don't you go to the manager's office? Or, like, where you go to check in? Like, somewhere where there's people around. And then she gives up on that, and she goes into this place where they're selling Christmas trees.
Yeah.
Nobody's around.
Nothing's there but a Christmas trees and a wood chipper.
Yeah.
Mm. And the wood chipper turns on. Mm-hmm. Not sus at all.
No.
She goes to check out the wood chipper. Like, she heads that way. And Santa, creepy Santa, just chops off her leg. Did you see that, like, fly?
It flew.
Fucking flew. But it didn't fly far when he picks it up, though.
No.
Like, it flew far in the air, mm-hmm. for effect. He grabs the one-legged girl and her leg, shoves the leg into the wood chipper, and then shoves her into the wood chipper. And she was way alive longer. Yeah.
Oh, she was alive so way longer than she would have been.
Like,
oh,
her
my
whole
gosh.
Body was crushed in the wood chipper. She's still screaming.
Like, she's just like arms and a head at this point, and she's still screaming.
I think her head even went through the chipper, and she was still screaming. It was creepy.
Yeah, it was weird.
It was so bad. But they find the name of a Mr. Snow in this motel room when they go check it out. And Carson, he's a local drug dealer, is Mr. Snow. Yeah. Provides coke and all sorts of shit. So she goes, Aubrey goes to interrogate him at the bar. And that's when we hear about the urban legend. He tells about this urban legend of Ronald Sr., who his wife was going to leave with this other man. And he has a homemade flamethrower.
Yeah.
And kills them all. And is then shot by the cops.
Yeah.
Great story, bro.
Yeah. And it turns out the person who shot him is her dad, Audrey's dad. Aubrey. Yeah. Okay.
Santa then goes to the church, kills the creepy pastor who fucking deserves it. Like, I don't argue with some of Santa's killings here.
Hold on. What are you doing?
Nothing.
What was that pounding sound?
I thought it was out there. In the room.
Okay.
I'm not pounding shit. I'm just sitting here.
Okay. I just was like, wait a minute. I don't want that to pick up. That's all.
Okay. I don't argue with some of his killings here. Like, that pastor fucking deserved it. He was a creepoid.
Oh, yeah.
He stole money from the church. He got all creepy with Aubrey.
Yeah.
Grabbing her when she didn't want to be grabbed. Doing his spiel of hell and Satan fire and...
Generally don't grab women.
That's on principle a good thing.
Yeah.
I don't steal from the church and...
Right.
You know, especially if you're the pastor.
Yeah.
He just sleaze. So Santa and one other person. Oh, this is great. I do love this part. Santa, there's an old lady already sitting there. That's the only parishioner. And Santa comes in and guts. He basically stabs him to death.
Yeah. Oh, it's funny, though, because the priest is like, he's like, it's a little crowded tonight, but I see there's still some room in the front row if anybody needs to scooch in there.
This is the part I like, is after he kills the pastor, he takes the money out of the pastor's pocket, and the woman's like, I won't say anything. So he just hands her the money.
Yeah.
Nice. Bonus. He deemed her nice, mm-hmm. not naughty. Well, God. Sheriff Cooper is like all about both Santa Jim, as we call him, and Carson. He mm-hmm. thinks it's going to be one of them. He's going to arrest them both until stop these killings. So they're out doing their thing. Aubrey ends up killing Carson because he pulls a gun on her.
Right.
Remembers the box of coal that her dad got that morning and starts speeding home. Meanwhile, Santa Claus is at the mayor's house. Kills the mayor. Mm-hmm. Tiffany is off with her boyfriend in their little guest room.
Never did say what the mayor did wrong to being deemed naughty.
Who the fuck knows? Maybe because he was maybe in charge while the dad, you know, Ronald Sr. died. Who the fuck knows?
It could be anything. Yeah, I don't know.
Why did Cooper? I mean, Cooper wasn't there that night. Sheriff Cooper, unless he was Brady Moore's deputy and he got a box of coal, and who the fuck knows? One of the very few, very many plot holes.
Yeah.
Tiffany takes her boyfriend off to the guest house. They have a little kinky fun playtime. Actually, it wasn't that kinky. They had fun playtimes, and but unfortunately, they both get killed.
Yes.
Sad. We're all sad. And then he goes back into the house to the mayor's younger daughter, who gets a bloody candy cane. Ew. Thanks, Santa. Fuck off.
Yeah, really.
So Carson's dead. They got Santa Jim in the cell because Cooper is just so fucking sure it's this guy.
Yeah.
He tells Giles to go take out the trash while Aubrey finds her dad dead at the house. Yes. Dad's gutted. Mom's hiding in a closet.
I felt a little bit bad for her.
I kind of like the dad.
Yeah, he seemed nice.
Yeah. But people got to die. It's. Giles definitely has denial. Yeah, that was a little harsh.
Yeah.
But I would have thought he would have gotten like an on-screen death, considering he's the one that killed Ronald Sr. I mean, he is the main cause for all of this.
They only did that so that there could be a reason to kill him, so that Aubrey could have to deal with her dad dying. That's true. Let's be honest. This movie was not written well.
No, it was part of the shoehorned, I think, effect.
Yes.
So Giles goes to take out the trash. Ugh, fucking idiot. A window rolls down in a car and he leans his head in to go investigate and gets stabbed through the neck.
Yeah.
Deserved.
Darwin Award.
Deserved. So Santa goes in with his flamethrower.
Oh, we forgot to say we had a Kittner Award with the little girl.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Because she was 14.
But still under 18. Yeah. Well, one Kittner Award for her.
Named after Alex Kittner from Jaws, who gets killed. Anytime a child dies, it's a Kittner Award on this show.
Yeah, very true. So Santa makes it into the police station. Finds Cooper. Kills Cooper. Is going to go after Brenda. And luckily, Santa Jim starts making some noise like, get me out of here. Get me out of here.
Yeah. So the Santa goes down there and actually does let him out. But mm-hmm. then he thinks it's a cop for some reason. A
fucking idiot.
I know. He's an idiot. And he starts like mouthing off to the guy and being rude. Mm. And it's like, so he gets killed too.
Deservedly so.
Yep.
And then the killer tries to burn down the whole station, basically. And yes. This is where Aubrey finds him. And they scuffle.
Yes. She... I don't remember what she does to him, but he gets burned up. And she grabs Brenda and makes it out of there.
Yeah, he actually escapes too. You see him escape as well. Like, you think he maybe died, but all that's left behind is this creepy fucking Santa mask. And you find out, this is the last 5 minutes when I said they shoehorned the shit in. The urban legend was real. The guy really did have a homemade flamethrower, killed his wife in the middle of the square of the city. Brady Moore killed him when he was still a cop, you know, looking way younger than he should be. But his kid was in his truck hiding. And no one knew that he had a kid, apparently, over these 20 years. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And then he waits all these years, to finally get his revenge.
Yes. And also to just punish random people in the town.
Because that's fun, too, though.
Yeah.
Why it took him so long, I don't know. I do know this was semi-based on a 2008 true story where a man killed 9 people with guns and a knife. Guns and an arson fire at a holiday party. And he wore a Santa suit during it. So they kind of based it off of that, which...
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's the end of this movie. And you get to the end where you see him, Ronald Jr., half
burned.
Leaving the city. Because his job has been done.
Yep.
I'm assuming for another sequel. I don't know if they did another sequel after this. I know they did between the 80s and 90s, there were several sequels, but I don't think they did another one after this one. So, because it sucked, let's be honest.
Yeah, it was really bad. Not even Malcolm McDowell could turn it into a decent movie, mostly because he had no intention of, yeah, he did not try.
I was going to say, he didn't even fucking try. How this received any positive reviews, I don't know.
Oh, I like this one review. Hold on, let me get to it.
It's one of the better recent remakes.
Fans of nearly nude women being fed into wood chippers will not go home disappointed, except very likely in their hollow lives.
God. I'm very sad by this.
The movie's intended audience will likely be satisfied by its parade of gory mayhem, cheap thrills, and groan-worthy dark humor. Everyone else, you're on your own.
Where was the dark humor at?
I don't know.
Like,
I honestly don't know where it is.
Like, I love good dark humor, but I thought it was just stupid.
This is so dumb. It's just, it's terrible.
It's sad. I do think that the 14-year-old's death was my favorite, with the cattle prod, where uh-huh. She's foaming out of the mouth. And you said the Christmas lights was your favorite one?
Yeah, Jordan's death.
I did hope that Tiffany would get away. Like, I was rooting for her. I'm like, you can make it. You can make it, girl. And then she gets sent up on a wood chipper.
Yeah.
As soon as I saw that wood chipper, her future was kind of told for us.
You were like, oh, okay, she's going to go down in a wood chipper, yeah.
Anytime you see a wood chipper, someone's going to die. In the wood chipper.
Yep.
Or around it.
Yeah, you know, at first I thought it was such a great thing, like somebody being hucked into a wood chipper. But honestly, now I've seen it so many times at this point that it just does not.
It's overused.
It is very overused.
Yeah. So I think the first time I ever saw it was Fargo.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but now it's like, yeah, wood chipper, death. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. God. Anyway. I have no fan fiction at all.
Okay.
I have very limited trivia, and the trivia that I do have is stupid, because this movie was stupid.
Uh-huh.
And Malcolm McDowell makes me sad, because I usually like him in things.
Yeah.
Usually. But yeah, that's, I think it's time to rate. What about you?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Hated it, mm-hmm. but it did have some good deaths, but I will never watch it again, so I'm going to go... I'm hovering between a 4.11 and a 3.99. I'm going to say 3.99.
Okay.
What about you?
Yeah, I disliked it immensely. I didn't think it was any good. I didn't really care for any of the deaths. I didn't think it was funny. I thought Malcolm McDowell was a waste of space. And it was not clever or amusing at all. So I'm giving it a 3.5.
Should we make up our own fan fiction for it, since there is no fan fiction?
Sure, go ahead.
Oh, me? God, okay. Ronald Jr. goes and opens a hot fish stand. No, I'm just kidding. Ronald Jr. goes to another town and lives there for 20 more years, and then finally decides who's naughty and nice. But at this point, he's geriatric, so it's Santa with a cane.
And he's like... trying to orchestrate deaths because he can't actually do them himself anymore.
Yeah,
he's like trying to trip people down the stairs and stuff.
He could be like the Home Alone version, like the Slaughterville version of Home Alone. Love it.
Yeah,
I like that.
Totally. better.
All right, let's get the fuck out of here tonight.
Okay. We are part of the Morbidly Beautiful Podcast Network. MorbidlyBeautiful.com is your place for all things horror. And they have a great podcast network. So if you like horror movie podcasts, you know, go check them out, because you might find another one you like. We are on all the social medias. If you want to interact with us, we are at Podcast at Night everywhere. We are Facebook. We have a Facebook group. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram primarily. And we are on Slasher. And we have a Good Pods. So if you're over there, look us up. And if you are interested in helping us out without having to pay any money or anything like that, we could really use a review. It gets more ears on the podcast. So wherever you listen, you know, it doesn't have to take you more than 5 minutes. And we really appreciate it. We also, if you do have cash to flash, we have a merch store that'll be linked in the show notes, as well as all of our socials. So you can check that out there for all of our designs. And it's a Threadless store. Threadless is having a sale on t-shirts right now, $12.50 a piece. So go check it out. And that's it from me, Chaos. So I'll just say thanks a lot for listening and stay bloodthirsty, friends.
Good night from Carnage. And as always, we were filmed in front of a live studio audience of holly jolly fucking Christmas cats. Meow 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 me